This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Wisconsin bill would give doctors specific standards of care to meet when a child survives an abortion. But because a law passed in 2003 gives vague protections, abortion-friendly Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will veto the bill. A ban on post-abortion infanticide was vetoed last week in North Carolina. Six Democrat legislators may join others to override that veto. Representative Garland Pierce, who says he politically acquiesces to those who choose abortion, nevertheless says he decided to side with the surviving baby. If a baby survives, it has the right to medical attention, he says. No word yet on whether the veto override will work in North Carolina. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a holy, loving sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org, holyfamilyadoption.org. In other headlines, the Trump administration intervened this week to stop the United Nations from supporting abortion in a resolution to protect victims of rape. The State Department criticized so-called reproductive terms that become support for abortion and got the amendments it demanded. And we are discovering that much of the president's pro-life material in his State of the Union address was added just before meeting Congress. And Canada deaths now include literally thousands annually who die in early arranged death by medical injection. Pro-life advocates offer alternatives. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.